Chapter 1. A crowd was starting to gather on Goldgate Square. This leafy quarter of North London, with its artisan shops, deli, wine bar, and even barrister's chambers, was certainly not accustomed to such vulgarities as a demo. The activists remained huddled together, united, brandishing banners of "Save the Earth," "Stop the Emissions," and "Tunnel to Triumph." Interest in the spectacle was quickly building momentum as news reporters started to land on the scene. A transit van pulled up. Two people scurried out, a man carrying a TV camera, the other a lady holding a furry microphone. They hustled to the centre of the commotion, elbowing their way through, only to come to a sudden stop at a well-dressed man standing confidently in front of the otherwise motley crew of protesters. He was tall, broad-shouldered, and had unmistakable presence. Dark, unruly curls covered his bright blue eyes, which he kept sweeping back as he spoke clearly, eloquently, and with passion. "These people are defenders of the earth. They are not intent on martyring themselves. Their sole intention is delaying, or even stopping, the dual carriageway project. The Transport Secretary calls them reckless, irresponsible, and deeply concerning," one reporter called out. To this, the man turned his blazing eyes on the reporter in question. "By the government's own admission, it will be heavily polluting and carbon intensive. While demand for mass transit is falling and home working is the new norm for many people, it simply cannot ignore the climate crisis."
"So, will you be in the tunnel with them?" asked the lady with the microphone, shoving it in the man's face.
"No," he replied calmly. "I'll be in court defending them."
He pushed his way through the throng of people and, with his head held high, walked calmly into Goldgate Chambers, leaving the reporters all gobsmacked. He was greeted with cheers and claps by a few barristers, while others kept quiet, exchanging anxious looks between themselves. It was all well and good being